Hi, I hope you know who I am.
Who are you?
What's 93 stand for?
I'm Steve McIntyre. At least some of you folks probably elected me to be the DPL about 9 months ago. Maybe you're happy with that choice, maybe you're not. Stab me later. So, I'm here to talk about what the DPL does. Quick summary, there's several pages. If you want to dive in with questions, feel free at any point. I do have some material, but not a huge amount, and hey, it'll go faster. So, the Constitution defines the job of the DPL like this. First of all, you get to choose some delegates. A constitution is actually quite carefully defined such that the DPL has approximately zero power. I don't know if anybody else has ever noticed that. Does anybody know why?
Yes.
To avoid one single person going, for example, playing the project with them.
Absolutely. So instead of DPL, the DPL instead gets to choose delegates. So most of the work that gets done day to day, of course, gets done by developers. You don't need any delegating. For the bigger jobs, stuff like the release team, the FTP team, stuff like keyring maintenance, the DSA, those are all jobs that are delegated.
I did ask. Fine. Those are jobs that all get delegated. Cleverly, the DPL has the power to make those delegations, but can't necessarily just undo those and give them to somebody else if he doesn't like the answer. The DPL also gets to make the urgent decisions. So if we don't have time to discuss something in the pod yet and something needs doing immediately, you get to make a decision on the spot. The DPL gets to take part in general resolutions, whether that's proposing them, whether it's making amendments. The DPL also has special power here in that he gets to shorten or lengthen the voting period and the discussion period on the GRs. So, for example, if we have a vote that comes up, which is clearly not controversial in any way and it's just a formality, it's quite easy for the DPL to just shorten everything and just get it over and done with as quickly as possible. Absolutely. The DPL can also... basically has a super power of being able to cut short the whole seconding mess. The DPL is also expected to lead discussions and try and bring things to fruition, and is also responsible for disposing of whatever property we hold in trust. I'll come on to some of these later. So, the other thing that's not actually mentioned in the Constitution, but to be honest, is probably the biggest part of the job, is talking to people. Every year, straight after the DPL election, you get hounded by journalists who obviously want to talk to you. They want to find out, right, who is this random nutter who people have just elected? and what are they going to claim to do? Of course, in 12 months' time, when they go back and point out everything you promised, there's some great embarrassment there. You get to talk to conferences, you get invitations to travel all over the world and talk to people, tell them about Debian. And believe me, that's a really cool thing to get to do. You get to talk to other distro folks. For example, we've just had a very brief meeting here today between me and the folks from Fedora and OpenSUSE back in October at the Google Summer Code Mentor Summit. Again, we had a mini distro summit. We just sat around a table for a couple of hours, flashed out some really cute ideas, which I'm hoping we're going to be able to tell you more about quite soon. I'm not trying to keep anything secret. I'm just, again, don't want to get too embarrassed about really big ideas that we haven't done anything with yet. You get to talk to other free Libre open source software people about what they do as well. You get to encourage them on whatever projects that they're working on. You get to explain to them why free software is good. You get to help them with the contacts that we already have. And finally, of course, mediation. although we're generally pulling in the same direction, we don't always get on. We don't always agree 100%. Sometimes people just need a helping hand to get away from arguments. Debian resources. This is possibly one of the most externally visible parts of the DPL job. We do have actually quite a lot of money available, SPI, FFIS, and other places, Debian Switzerland, Debian UK. I'm not going to attempt to list them all because my memory's not that good. We have pots of money all over the place, and the DPL gets to choose how that money's spent. That doesn't mean a holiday to the Bahamas, honest. typically, what we end up spending money on is reimbursements for travel. So, for example, if people are going to represent Debian at various conferences, technically, then we will agree whether or not we can spend the money to help them. Equally for equipment. You'd be surprised just how many small bits and pieces we get when we need hard disks or memory to go in the servers. We get videotapes, for example, to go here at FOSDEM and at DebConf, obviously. And we also get quite a lot of meetings these days. As Debian gets bigger, as we have more and more people, actually we probably have even more face-to-face meetings around the place. It's well worth spending some of the money that we have on getting people around the same table. We're probably the biggest distributed development organization in the world, whether commercial, proprietary, open source or anything. So we do work incredibly well just by talking to each other electronically. We deal with email, IRC, all kinds of methods, but even so, sometimes just sitting together around the same table for an hour, you can get through the same work that you would normally need a month's worth of communication any other way. It's worth spending money to make that happen sometimes. We also have a lot of equipment. We've got servers scattered all over the world. In theory, I'm responsible for deciding where they go. Of course, delegation's good here. The DSA folks are in charge of the servers. They get to ask if we're going to spend money on them, but they're the people who care about these things. Finally, in terms of the Debian resources, we have the Debian trademarks. We've got we have the Debian domains. We've got the logo. We do have quite a lot of interest these days in how we license those pieces. We have, unfortunately, a growing number of places where it seems people are either violating intentionally or unintentionally those trademarks, those bits of, I hate to describe it this way, intellectual property that we do actually own. There's quite a lot of work there, again, which is worth delegating as much as possible to the people who actually have the time and the skills to help. So, you get to make decisions. It's surprising how many times in Debian, I didn't expect this, where people contact the DPL basically just to make decisions that need to be made. They don't know who is responsible, they just want to feel that somebody can say yes or can say no. That's easy. Toss of a coin's good. More seriously, also, you get contacted quite a lot by other people who want to make their own decisions, but just want to have some guidance. They want somebody to proofread the mail they're about to send out announcing something. They just want an idea of, does this sound reasonable or am I really just going insane? It's helpful to talk to those people. It's what I'm there for. Now, there's a whole bunch more, including that keyboard. And a lot of what we do is totally open-ended. The DPL job in the Constitution is actually really quite simple. It's fairly obvious, but you could do that actually and spend very little time, but that's not what people are elected for. The reason that people elect the DPL is for the DPL to use his or her own judgment and work on other things too. So, part of my own manifesto for this year, and it's something people have been talking about for a long time, is working with our various teams in Debian on improving how the teams are working. We often end up talking to potential collaborators, so that's other free software projects, that's Debian derivatives, that could be potential sponsors, it could be potential everybody. We get to talk to them. We get to explain what Debian's about and why they should work with us, how they should work with us, and what they should expect. We get to encourage other free software projects. Again, tell them what we've learned. I know Bedell in his talk this morning talked about things that we've learned over the last 15 years as a project. Talking, again, I'll mention the Summer Code Mentor Summit last October. Lots and lots and lots of free software projects actually have the same problems. They all have the same teething pains. They all have the same issues as they grow from small projects where it's two guys, you know, who know each other in their bedrooms, up to the point where they get 100 people or 1,000 people, and they start having to deal with all of the little, I guess, nagging doubts, nagging problems, like dealing with spam on the mailing list. It might sound trivial, but all of the experiences that we've had are invaluable to those other people. It's worth sharing it with them. Also, as the DPL, you get involved in the comedy. As some evil, nasty people decided it would be really good to video me dancing at DebConf, and I... whatever. Half of the point of the job is also to get involved in the fun. That doesn't necessarily have to mean you have to be ritually embarrassed yourself all the time. Well, I hope not, but hey, it works. And I'll reiterate again, the job is open-ended. There isn't really a major definition of everything needs doing. It's down to a judgment call. So, it's big. The requirements are simple. The stated requirements are simple anyway. Doing a good job well is a lot of work. Potentially very stressful work, because you end up, typically, you may be contacted by people at just the point when you're going to bed, just the point you're getting up, just the point where you're about to leave for the office, and people suddenly contact you with a major panic where they need a response now and can't wait. It gets very stressful when you get in the middle of a mediation process, when you're talking to people, especially even worse, who you know are friends, who you're friendly with yourself, but suddenly they're shouting at each other, and what can you do to make that work? It's potentially a full-time job. To do the big job of DPL and come up with everything that you might plan for, frankly, you probably never find the time. The only way that one person can really do the job fully is probably, I believe, and I think some of our past history bears this out, is either if you're a student and you've clearly got nothing else to do, or you have a very understanding employer who are prepared to give you extra time to do the work. Bedell is in his head and his hands. Obviously, HP love him working on Debian stuff as well. It's part of his job. My own employer, Amino Communications in Cambridge, are very happy for me to spend time doing Debian work, but unfortunately can't be quite so generous. They're a small company. They can't afford to pay me to do Debian work. So if I want to do it, they'll happily give me extra time off unpaid. But I like paying a mortgage as well. You know, this is good. So it's a difficult job to find the time and the effort for full time. So, any questions? Any answers? Specifically, I'm going to make a point of saying this is not an election platform. We are about to have the DPL election starting up again next month. As always, I expect we'll have a whole bunch of good people who'll be standing for election. At this point, I don't know if I am or not. Does anybody have any more questions? Michael.
Or
right. I started off trying to do that. The numbers frightened me, so I stopped.
So I'll tell you that back when I was doing it, my employer said that they assumed I would be spending half of my workday on the job, and that didn't begin to cover it. My wife will tell you it also ate most of my non-work time. So.
Yeah. When I first started off, for example, doing the team survey and talking to a lot of people, trying to just get a handle on what the hell I'd just let myself in for, I was spending about 20-25 hours a week, minimum. there's been times when I've just decided, oh my God, I need some time off, and I've spent a weekend playing on the Wii instead of doing any Debian work. There have been times when, fundamentally, and I shouldn't probably say this when I'm on camera, but I've done more Debian work at work than I have work. people are aware of this.
Do you think that maybe having a press secretary or somebody to handle some of that media stuff might ease the load a little bit on the DPL? Or is that...
Quite possibly, although it's...
Is it worth doing?
That's bursty.
That's what?
Yeah, it's very bursty. The first month of a DPL term, you get maybe a dozen different press requests. And in that particular period, yes, it might be very worthwhile. Later on, you might get one a month. So it would be difficult to justify doing it for that. Things that have been suggested in the past is actually a general secretary for the DPL to just deal with a lot of the communications and whatever. We've never really gone anywhere with it. Anamika?
What's the thing that takes the most time, and could you envision a role for the DPL that dedicates substantially less time to the job, and if yes, what would be the thing that would be most important if someone were to dedicate, say, 6 hours a week being a DPL, or maybe is that impossible?
Sure. To be honest, I think the thing that spends most time is something that you can't really justify. You can't point to and say, here's the results. And that is simply being there for people to talk to. People wanting advice, people just wanting to be honest, talk about what they're doing, to bitch and gripe about other people who they're not getting on with well, and just almost needing a hug and being told, yes, it's fine, carry on. Yes, absolutely. That, some weeks, can take two or three hours a day every day. Some weeks, things don't look quite so bad to everybody, and everybody's happy, and it's great. In terms of a reduced time load on a DPL, you'd have to cut down a lot on that work and concentrate more on the more visible pieces. But I'm not sure it would actually be a good plan. Right. Oh.
Right. So before serving as a DPL, you have also been the second in charge for
yeah.
DJ. And back then, do you think you helped out in sharing the load on DPL? And if so, how much you think you have took off from the DPL?
Yeah.
That's related to my question.
Okay. I'd like to think I helped. I mean, AJ and I spoke a lot. I talked a lot to people. But one thing that I have found, for example, is that although I was reading all of the leader app mail, most of it doesn't come by mail. So I could help out on several of the announcements that AJ made, for example. I helped to do the proofreading. I helped, to be honest, to write some of the things. I mean, after the big DebConf 6 bust-up and AJ wanted some help, you know, writing releases and descriptions of what had happened, I know I was a big help there. I didn't quite expect so much of the informal stuff to take so long. Now I know.
My question basically is, would you support some kind of form of board like other products have, or do you think that's one job?
That's a good question. I was hoping somebody would ask. I don't necessarily think that a board is a good plan. The problem is with a board is it can very quickly become a place where people wait for other people to step in. It can be very much you're not talking to one person, you're talking to a group of people. You may not get on with them, you may not necessarily expect them to keep the same confidence, you may not expect them to treat you as a person and try and understand, you know, empathise with what you're going through. It's a lot more difficult when suddenly you're removed, you have the indirection through a board. What I am thinking is, and I would heartily recommend anybody standing for DPL to do, is really think about standing with an assistant, with a second in command. I think that's a reasonable compromise between the single person and having enough people to do the job. Tim?
So the GPL is the public face of Debian.
Yes.
Talking to all these people like other distros. And yet, you have next to no power to actually implement anything.
Yeah.
Does this hinder your ability to implement the big ideas?
Yes, it would. However, most of what we talk about at the distros, I mean, most of the other projects have a very similar setup. The particular project leader may not be able to do very much. The point is that it's a single point of contact just to be able to throw ideas around. We fully expect in any free software project, especially a volunteer-run one, the person at the front may well say, onward that way, while everybody else turns and goes the other way. You can't, even if there was power in the Constitution, I don't think Debian would work that way.
I don't think anyone should underestimate the power of the ability to shine the spotlight on things.
Absolutely.
If you go and have a meeting with other folks and there's a generally good idea that comes out of it, you have the power to articulate why that's a good idea and to, you know, sort of set out a position. And it's been my observation over the years that that's where the real power lies. The real power is not in having the ability to command somebody to do something, but having a position that says, if I see this and I think it's good and I talk about it, that other people will at least take the time to read that and to think for themselves. And this is how you influence without controlling, if that's the right way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah, you highlight what other people are doing, what ideas you think are important. And the chances are some people may just go for it because they agree with you, they just didn't know about it beforehand.
How many miles or kilometers have you traveled? How many days away from home?
Days away from home is easier.
It gets all the Debian developers to go to his house.
Cambridge cabal.
Yeah, in terms of time away from home on DPL business, maybe about 3 weeks in total, which might not sound very much. It tends to be small trips here and there. Say 2 days at a conference here, 2 days at a conference there. And then, of course, there's DebConf comes up. I don't count that as a DPL job, although, of course, you're the DPL when you're there. And that was...
You've travelled at least once a month in the last year.
Yes. Thankfully, I enjoy the travelling. Sometimes you do get very tired sleeping in a different bed all the time. The most awkward one was at the end of October, beginning of November. I went to Mountain View, California for the Google Summer Code Mentor Summit, as I mentioned. I came back to the UK. I had about 4 days back in the UK. I then had a trip to Valencia in Spain for a free software conference. I came back. I had 24 hours in the office. Then they sent me. This was a work trip, but it still adds up. They sent me to Sacramento in California for a week and a bit on 24 hours notice. I landed back from that at 9 a.m. at Heathrow in London. I drove home up to Cambridge, had about 4 hours to do some wash some clothes, repack a bag, go into the office to quickly debrief on what I'd done, back home, back to Stansted to fly to the Netherlands for another conference. When I got home a few days later, I slept for about 16 hours, and God, that helped. Yeah.
What was the hardest thing you had to do in your term?
That you can talk about.
This one. The hardest thing to do, to be honest... there are many difficult things to do. The most difficult one, to be honest, is having to start, dare I say, politicking. Meeting up with friends is great. I mean, I count a lot of Debian developers as personal friends as well. I've been doing this so many years, it's great to meet up with them. Having to talk to those friends and ply them with beer, okay, I appreciate that's not always bad, but try and convince them to do the job I want them to do. And so, for example, on a lot of the team changes that have been going through, we had a lot of discussion in the background about how the team should be working, about who would want to volunteer. I don't like, to be honest, doing that kind of thing at all in secret. Sometimes, however, to spare people's feelings, you can't make it totally open. Although we are an open organisation, we're proud of that fact. Not everything can be. That hurts.
Can you share something that made you really joyful?
Yeah, sure. To be honest, standing up at DebConf, doing the opening keynote, talking to a room full of 200 people, talking to another 200, 300, however many people all the world over, as the project, you know, as the leader of the project with all those cool people, wow, there's nothing to beat it. Right, do we have anything more? Okay, I think I've run possibly slightly short, but that's not an issue. We can go and get food and beer faster. Sorry, I may sound obsessed here, but thank you.